Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God's blessed blessings rest upon every one of you. Truly we do honor the Lord on this morning for every one of you. Sorry, we're just alive in the chat room, my phone archive for the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Are indeed our continued prayer. We are honored and we are blessed. We are thankful, oh Lord, for this glorious opportunity to share with you words of life, words of encouragement, amen, that the Father won't decree and declare in this hour, amen. Those of you who have been going through, who have been in the midst of the fiery furnace, I am here to decree and declare as the Lord's prophet in the office thereof, who have been tried in the furnace of affliction, and his apostle ordained, charged, called to tear down, to build up before the foundation of the world, who have been anointed and the anointed of God rest upon me, in me, through me, to preach the glorious gospel, to set the captives free, and to walk in his steps as his heir. So I set my faith in agreement with yours that you will no longer abide beneath. We are sons of God. Let me say that again. We are sons of God. Say that again. We are sons of God. Therefore, there is infallible proof that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah, prophesied throughout the entire Old Covenant. And he is the New Testament. There will be no Testament without him, because he is the New Testament and he is the Old. So he's the beginning and he is the end, and he's the beginning and he's the middle and he's the beginning. Glory, you have ears to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord just spoke. That was prophetic right there. I don't need to say nothing else. I could sit down and hand you the text. The preacher has already preached himself. Hey, I said the preacher already preached himself. I said the preacher came and preached his own self. I know that's not good grammar. Wasn't qualified for a bachelor's degree in English, but hey, it fits. Let me say it again. I said the preacher came down before the two generations and preached about himself. Jesus came and he preached about himself. When he was speaking of a rock, who else is a rock besides him? He is the rock. David said it this way, take me to the rock that's higher than myself. The Apostle Paul said this way, and this rock that led you and gave you water is Jesus Christ himself. So let us turn our hearts to the throne to this rock, and let us drink from this well that will never run dry. We've been parched too long, and this is your season that your ground will be forever watered. You will never be dry or thirsty again. You will never be in lack or without. You will never be in poverty again. You will never be hounded and harassed by Satan and his human agents ever again. Let me say that again. Many of you have been going through the fire. Many of you have been going through the entire fire furnace. Many of you have been walking around that mountain for too long you've been speaking to that mountain of faith. And it seems as though it's not moving. But you must understand that the God we serve, he works the bottom up, not the top down. Preacher, what you mean? The bottom up, the top down. You see, we look at the outward, so that will be the top. See, we who are humans, we were started. We would have started at the peak of the mountain and then worked our way down. But see, the God that we serve, he works from the bottom, where you can't see. What are you meaning? I mean in the foundation of the mountain. Immediately when you set your mind and your heart and your spirit in alignment with the word that was decreed in Matthew's glorious gospel, when our Savior said, when you speak to that mountain and tear that mountain removed, be thou removed, and you speak it in faith, doubting nothing in my name, Jesus Christ himself, who is the living word, who is the Father. He says the Father began to move on your behalf. James picked it up and said it this way. He said, think it not strange when you find yourself in fiery trial. Just the same way the Apostle Peter. The both of them decreed and declared, think it not strange when you find yourself in the fiery trial. But it was worth it on your faith. Father, we honor you on this morning. We bless your name. We thank you for this glorious, sanctified time that you set aside before the foundation of the world. Speak to your people through me, your humble self. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me, placing me into the glorious gospel of the kingdom of God to preach your word. Your Father, I did not take it for granted. I'm humbled. I'm forever as a little child. I will stay that way. I will forever have a child in the future. Because you told me to have one. To me, preacher, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot see the kingdom of God unless you enter in as a child. Which means children, they believe what they father. Children believe what their parents said. Children come here loving, patient, and kind, optimistic, never doubting. And Father, I take the authority that was delegated to me by you. Because you declared all power in heaven and earth and deep earth is mine. Begin, you said, I use your authority to create over serpents. Scorpions are nothing by no means, y'all. And then you would have occurred to me, you'd have overwhelmed. I've been my angel. And when that is not enough, I will be with you always, even until the end of time. And time will never end, because forever is forever. So, Father, we honor you on this morning. But we ask you for divine peace. We ask you to shut down the wicked enemies, human agents, once and for all. Father, you've seen what they've been doing to me, your little one, and not only me, but to your other children around the world. And I ask you to destroy them. I ask you to release your mighty power for God warning, claiming sword to take these crippled devils and the evil contracts that they had the audacity to make with each other against your children. Take your beautiful nail print hand and rip up every handwriting and ornament that these wicked demons and witches and dark agents of Satan gathered together and came against your sons and daughters. We ask you to rip it up. We ask you to crush it. We ask you to crush them and command them to fall flat to the ground, never to rise up again in our lives. We ask you to beat their heads to the ground. We ask you, oh God, to beat them up in their face like a man. I'm quoting the scripture, Psalm 89. We ask you to chase them down perpetually away from us and their ways forever dark and slippery. We ask you to come and show yourself strong and mighty on our behalf on today. We ask you, oh God, to rid us of these wicked, evil, strange children who have arrayed themselves against us. We say no more being harassed and our heels being out there. Psalm 89. Father, you said you would not allow anyone to stand before our face. Father, you said that when we gave our lives to you, immediately the Abrahamic covenant became active in our lives. And so, Father, we gladly take you at your word because you told us that even we can't even come to you unless we believe that you are. And I believe and I know that you're bigger than any wicked, foul witch, wizard. They're wicked human agents and they're wicked underlings and hiring. Shut down all their astral projection. And they stargazing and they star watching. And all that other wickedness that they use to try to locate and trace your children in the spirit and in the natural. Sit by Satan to block and stop and sabotage the blessings that you set in motion and in place for your child. We shut it down by the powerful blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No more harassing and in and out of our lives. Father, your word tells us in Corinthians that there is anything anyone who set themselves to come against your temple to defile you, you'll kill them. Father, your word tells us in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to live and there's a time to die. Your word tells us, suffer not a witch, wisdom, sorcerer, any idolater to live. Your word says, and we stand on your word that you're not a man that you should allow us, but a man that you should repent, and that every word that you have decreed and declared will not fail or fall flat to the ground. But we decree and we declare that every wicked word, every wicked evil word, curse, every wicked evil encampment, every wicked evil altar and pushpin dog and tarot card readings and all that other wickedness that they plot together to come together to use against us. Oh, they just evil. We shut it down. Father, your word tells us that when the wicked come in like a flood, you will lift up a standard. We are no longer under the jurisdiction of Satan nor his human agents because we have given our lives to you. And we don't care and we don't have nothing to do with no packs that a wicked, arrogant witch, a wizard, a warlock, a necromancer had the audacity to make against us and our lives. Your word tells us in Jeremiah 29 that you know the thoughts you have towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us a peace when unexpected. And that's what we decree over our lives. That's what we've begun to. The author and the finisher of our faith, who died and rose triumphantly on his way back. You're the only one who has jurisdiction over our lives. We don't bow our knee to nobody but you. We don't say hallelujah to nobody but you. You're the only one that controls this temple because you purchased it with your blood. And your name is Jesus. Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first. The first fruit of the dead, who triumphed with death, hell, and the grave, who triumphed over the entire kingdom of Satan. Therefore we shall not fear. What can man do unto us? Not a thing. For you alone are God. So I ask you, O Lord, to sharpen our discernment of spirit. Sharpen our discernment of hearing. Sharpen our tongue that we will speak boldly. coming in the grocery store. He gives you big power, clarity. That's all it is. We decree and declare that this day is a day of peace and rest. That you're consuming fire around our dwelling place, around our cars, around our vehicles, around our minds, around our eyes, around our ears, around our nose, around our mouth, around our hearts, around our lungs, around our feet, legs, ankles, around our minds. The conscious, subconscious, physical mind. Filling up. Don't pay him. Everything that the enemy stole from us, we commanded within the next 30 days to be put back in its proper place. Brand spanking new, the best, the top of the line. That no wicked, evil, emanating of Satan tracking. Kick them out of our lives forever. And we give praise and glory. Ended in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I am so thankful and grateful to the Lord for every one of you alive in the chat room, by phone, archives, or the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you, or indeed our continued prayer. We pray as the Lord leads. Amen. Amen. Now, those of you who have your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 15. When we last gathered together, we're still going to be in the book of Hebrews, but the Holy Spirit wants us to start here for today. Amen. The first verse reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, why would Jesus specifically express true vine? I believe, I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit in belief that when the Father spoke this word, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In other words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the only way that you will ever get to the kingdom of God. You can't barbecue me. You can't saute me. I am. That's his name. I say, I am. The true vine. She is Timothy. Paul writes, in that day, there will be a great falling away, and there will be doctrines of devils, doctrines of devils. And we find it to be so. Then you have the quote-unquote elite, those persons who, for whatever reason, sees the true rise. See, now they say there are many ways to get to heaven. Doctrines of devils. The Apostle Paul, on his exit, was telling Timothy in the last book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, preach the glorious gospel in season and out of season. The word of God, the scriptures, are profitable for reproof, for correction, for doctrine. Be instant in season and out of season. Be forever ready to give a word and give a reason for your stance in Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, now ye are clean to the word which I have spoken unto you. Now the text tells us in Timothy that in that last day they will not hear sound doctrine, but they will have itching ears. Now it's, I just found out that they have a gay Bible, the first gay Bible. I don't want it. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to handle it. Because it's foul. It's wicked. It's perverted. And the audacity to put the colors of the glorious, the covenant. You see, the colors of that symbol those persons are using is sacred. Satan, the spirit that's operating behind it, he knows what he's doing. Throwing his heel up in the face of my father. Saying, nah, I still can do it. You see, in Genesis chapter 9, as it were, the Lord made a covenant with Noah. The flood had succeeded. So he made the Noah covenant that he destroyed the earth with water. But he would never do it again. It will be fire next time. And it's almost here. And the Lord says, ye are cleansed in the word. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, and as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except that it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the, you can't do anything of yourself. There's many people who have wonderful words, wonderful quotes. But if the Lord is not there, that's why the text says many who say, Lord, Lord, will not enter in. There will be many who will be disappointed. I cast out devils in your name. I did this and so. you're going to say, I know you not, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And I tell you, this last trial that he has just brought me from, I mean, it was a fiery trial. It was orchestrated and designed to take me out of here. I know what I'm talking about. He even sent human agents to make sure. But how about when God has decreed a thing over your life? Whatever it should take about us, get out of my mind and get from in front of me and from around me. Nothing holy about you. Get thee behind me back to the pit of hell. Bound and chained in eternal. This I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him are the same, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Did you hear? Did you hear? I'm going to say that again. For without me ye can do nothing. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, for the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. How can I bring forth fruit and I'm in the midst of a fiery trial? Because you believe in it, you are not wavering in your faith. You may be asking him questions, but that don't mean that you're wavering in your faith. And I cast down that lie that says that if you are the Lord, you won't be going through trial, that liar. Jesus himself said, when you in this earth, you're going to have tribulation. He said, if. And then he said, when you fast, he said, if you decide to eat, when you fast. And then he said, this thing come out but by fasting and prayer. So what are you saying? Many of the trials and tribulations that you will find yourself in, you can't come out and no breakthrough but through fasting and prayer. And away with this lie that says when you confess your sins at one time, you don't need to continue to confess. That devil is a liar. That's arrogance. Every day. All throughout the day. Father, forgive me for all of my sins, omission and commission. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this time in the Word. We pray and we ask you to let this word fall on good ground. In Jesus' name. Good ground. That it will grow, take root. Not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them. Men hear meeting of the angels. He's speaking of the last. And they are cast into the fire, and they are burned. That means you will be thrown into the lake of fire, according to Revelation 21. And you are burned throughout eternity. God is real. Jesus is real. He ain't just no good man that dropped down from the sky and who had a good word and a good ministry. That's what these so-called New Agers, who are demonic, sent from the pit of hell, casting themselves as angels of light. The word of the Lord tells us in Galatians, think it not strange when Satan manifests himself as angels of light. Well, Satan manifested himself as angels of light. Everything you need is in the word of God. John. But which translation? Which version? King James is the closest to the original. So speak with that. The King James version. Not this New Age stuff. Take it off. We thank the Lord this morning that He is with us and for us, and He's teaching us. Stay real in Him. Stay focused on Him. Stay rooted and built up and grounded in Him. Don't let nothing move you. What the Lord tells us in Psalms. Let us go there real quick. I'm going to read it to you. Just like reading the word, you hear it for yourself, and you can go back to it. Because you're going to need it. I'm just not coming here this time of morning for these, what, 5 years of my own? Psalm 122 tells us. Okay, Psalm 121 says, I would lift up my eyes into the hills, which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord, which made both heaven and earth. And He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will neither slumber nor sleep. But behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out, my coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Hallelujah. See God to the word. Psalm 121. That's your life word for today. I don't care how the winds and waves rage in your life. Jesus is with you. If you find yourself alone and your prayer partner, that's all right. You got a prayer partner. That's why you must be filled with the Paraclete himself. Paracletos, he walks alongside. And then we have Jesus himself. When Jesus went back to heaven, he worked with us, did not stop. He continues. He intercedes for us. Romans 8. He intercedes for us. I wouldn't be talking to you this morning if He hadn't interceded for me on yesterday. I wouldn't be talking to you this morning if He hadn't interceded for me an hour ago. I wouldn't be here this morning if He hadn't interceded for me a few minutes ago. Because He's the high priest who gave one sacrifice and he ain't sacrificing no more. He ain't like the priest of old who had to continue and continue the sacrifice. The blood of bulls and the goats. First for themselves and then from the people. No, it don't work that way. Praise be unto God for Jesus coming, shedding his precious blood for us. We have nothing to fear when you connect it to the true vine. You see how everything come together. How can the true vine connect with the infallible fruit? Because he is the vine. He didn't say I was or I will be. He said I am. He didn't say I will be the root of Jesse. He said I am the root of Jesse. He didn't say I will be once I read. No, he said I am divine. That I am means forever and forever and forever. No man can take it from him. When he came down through 40 and two generations, he still was in his raw robe. God, I'm at the Holy Ghost. I feel revelation coming. He had on his royalty. Because he is royalty. Yeah. His whole being was royalty. When he showed up, his royalty. That's why the wind and the waves had to obey him. The sea knew who he was. Why? Because the sea knew he wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for the one who was walking on top of him. I have no cursi da 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 ba fear. Sure, now they got a saying, you better recognize what the earth recognized. Who was in the midst? He who created him. He who spoke them into existence. But the humans who thought that they were so intelligent refused to receive. Oh, but woe be unto them. It would have been better if they had never existed. Sodom and Gomorrah would get out better than them. Jesus himself said Sodom and Gomorrah would get better than them. And that was a wicked city. I tell you, my sisters and brothers, you got to get to the point where you hate everything wicked and evil. Why? Because it'll drive you to your face before God. Asking him to purge you with hyssop, to cleanse you, to make you every way whole, that you want to be like him, that you lay down your will, and you pick up his will. That you lay down your burden and you pick up his. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Make the exchange on today. I decree and declare that you will make the exchange. Say it out loud. Say, I gladly make the exchange, O God. I give you my life and I gladly take yours, for yours is easy. How can you say it's easy? Even when I'm in the midst of the fire trial, because when you look back, you will see that he already came through it, and he already declared, I am victorious. And because of his victory, Paul said, I am always victorious and triumphant in every area of our lives. Go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, and walk in your purchased victory. For the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence take it by force.